Last time on Painted Black, Ryan was especially racist. Lou was especially racist. Pete was appalled by all the racism. Mikey's still a bum. And Jill was a hip-hop mogul.
You didn't cut it.
I did cut it. Oh, you turned the volume down, you son of a bitch. Can we try that one more time?
You want to do the whole thing over?
No. It's okay.
Were you supposed to be Mickey? Was that like what you were going for?
That was slightly better than my Chewie.
That was a Burgess Meredith impression?
Yes.
Yeah, you bum.
Yeah, you suck, Rocky. Yeah. Stop wearing homeless people's clothing.
Shut up. Let me do my intro. All right, welcome back to Painted Black Podcast. We're already going, apparently. On tap this week, we're going to have a great deal for some football tickets. We're going to discover the best place to go if you really feel like cranking one out at the beach. And we get another reason why Blurred Lines is the worst song since Moves Like Jagger. I'm your host, Pete Berg. Joining me this week, we have professional podcast sidekick, Mr. Brian Katz.
What's up, guys? Got the soundboard going.
Nice. We also have artist for Painted Black Comics' new release, Hand of God, Mr. Lou Figueroa.
How you doing, guys? I got some new sounds ready to go.
Here to drink beer and read news, we got Miss Jillian Gray.
Congratulations to Miss New York, Miss America 2013 or 2014, who cares?
That was like the Stone Cold intro. Ready to drink beer and read news, is Jillian Gray.
That's what I'm talking about, pageants.
What?
Hell yeah! All right, returning to the show, we got the writer of upcoming Painted Black comic, The Seventh Fear, Mr. Dave Namers here.
Yeah, how you doing?
And finally, you know him, you love him, Mr. Mike Caparso is back.
Happy to be back. Hopefully there's no more deaths.
No more deaths.
No more deaths.
Who died?
There was a dog that died, and then my uncle, and then my
cousin. Oh, in your personal life?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I was like, who fucking died?
That's why I wasn't here.
Oh.
You know, so.
Sorry for your loss.
Oh, I'm very sorry for your loss.
That's cool. Let's get on with this.
Way to bring it down, Mike.
I guess I just picked a whole bouquet of oopsie daisies.
Sorry.
Let's go back to the Rocky conversation.
Well, real quick, how was everybody's week? How's everyone doing?
It's getting close to Comic-Con. It's football season's going. It's fall is here.
Yeah, well, the only part I heard of that was Comic-Con's coming, so. Mm-hmm.
Tuned out after that.
Yeah. Foot what?
Nerds.
What ball?
Nerds.
I'm excited about football.
Shut up.
I'm there with you, man.
Say that for disadvantage.
Yeah,
boring.
How could you hate football, man? It's all about
boring. I am drunk. Get ready to see my dick.
I just don't trust a man that doesn't enjoy some sort of sport. Football.
Look,
baseball,
someone take away
golf,
Pete's beer, give him a nice Beaujolais.
I do respect certain sports. I like bare knuckle fighting and an underground fight club.
Alright.
Speaking of fighting, did anyone see the Mayweather fight this week?
No, I heard it was not that much to talk
about.
Ridiculous.
Dude, one of the judges is totally got a big fat envelope full of money because she called the fight in a weird way and now she retired from being a judge. So boxing, never bet on it. It's a
boring.
No. It's not boring.
I hold the boring button. I decide what's boring. No. I am the one who
translation,
knocks.
Boring.
I got boring button.
Boring.
We could go all day, buddy.
Wait, let me jump in here with a little something.
How you say, womp womp.
Where is that from?
Archer. All right. It's about time for news, right?
That's fucking genius. All right, Jillian, why don't you cue up the news?
Live, ladies and fellas, from the invisible airways of the Planet Back Studios, here is the news.
So much old-timey dancing.
So, for my nerf, my first, my nerf.
Your
my
nerf?
For my nerf.
Started already.
Sorry.
We're loose tonight. It's good.
For my first story, I predict that this is not going to end well. Man offers free football tickets, throws in date with hot stepdaughter.
Suddenly I care about football. Yum a dum dum.
What?
She is hot.
I'm looking at a picture of her.
She is hot.
Oh my.
Okay, that's it. Okay. Yeah.
Why is it shot from so far away?
Very and far away, yeah.
She looks like she's cute from far, but far from cute.
That body don't lie.
What, she Shakira? Mm.
No, her hips are lying a lot. the body's just...
They're close-up images. I just didn't make them bigger.
Oh, all right.
They're teeny tiny, babe. Don't pull up your model.
Is that her at the Kentucky Derby?
Yes. Churchill Downs.
Has to be. She's wearing a big hat.
And it says Churchill Downs in the background.
That too.
She's either at the Kentucky Derby or a rodeo.
Okay, so a typical Craigslist ad offering free football tickets for this Saturday's Tennessee-Florida football game comes with a slightly odd caveat to it. Interested parties must be willing to take original ticket holder's stepdaughter out on date.
Done and done.
Accordingly, she's described as an attractive, professional, single, well-educated lady. Not one of those, you know, floozies in the whorehouse.
Well, that'd be more down with that. Like, give me a floozy instead of a nice, educated...
I mean, I don't enjoy football with intelligent people.
This game is stupid.
Give her a few beers. She'll be fine.
Beers.
Come on, she looks like a lightweight.
She probably got one of those like $15 drinks.
Yeah. Well, that, we're getting to that.
Sounds like the person who goes to City Field and gets a lobster roll.
Shut up.
I'll have your finest lobster roll where you're at City Field, sir.
For the last time, it wasn't my decision. $7, that fucker.
That's not even that bad, to be honest with you.
It was, because it was a bad lobster roll. Moving on.
I bet.
Well, because this man's daughter is an 8 or a 9, all parties interested must be attractive, professional, single, well-educated gentlemen with a good sense of humor between the ages of 25 and 33. Being a Tennessee...
I like you, and I want you.
Being a Tennessee Volunteers fan is not required, but highly desirable. The tickets are cheap, but this man's...
Wait, real quick. Tennessee Volunteers, that's the name of the team?
Yeah, it's University of Tennessee.
They got a dog as their mascot.
That's the weakest fucking name for a team I've ever heard.
Yeah, no,
the Tennessee.
That's the Volunteers?
Yeah. But I'm just curious real quick. Did he rate his own stepdaughter?
No, that was me.
Oh, okay.
She's an 8 or a 9. I would lean more toward a 9, guys.
She's a great kisser.
She's a smooth ride, gentlemen. Trust me, I know.
I mean, I've test driven it. Not bad.
Okay, so the tickets are...
Oh, my God.
Gross.
You knew we were going to go there.
This is gonna get gross.
No, not that.
There's too many sound effects.
And we all got raped via audio.
Our ears
are bleeding.
Okay, so the man. This is a direct quote. The tickets are cheap, but this man's. Oh, it's not.
And so is my daughter.
The stepdaughter is not cheap. Your cost will be modest dinner, drinks, and delightful conversation with her before and after the game.
Is that like a guarantee?
No. He's saying you are required to not only take the tickets, but do this as well.
No, what I'm saying is a little after the game.
Wait. Oh, you mean post?
Is that part of the deal?
You'll cuddle after you fuck my
stepdaughter.
Is
this guy just trying to get someone to go with his daughter to the game?
Hey. Escorts are just for company. Anything else is their own call.
Here's my issue with this, though.
No kissing.
Go on.
If you're saying she's an 8 or 9.
I'm saying she's an 8 or 9.
Something has to be seriously wrong with her.
Because she talks just like this!
You know what I'm saying?
Wow, that cut through my headphones.
If you're an 8 or 9, you're like, you don't need help getting a date.
I thought
you know
so,
what I'm
too.
Saying?
Like, Roger Rabbit. Bro.
He can't give away these tickets. He needs a contest.
Like, something is seriously wrong with this show.
I don't know, Dad. Nobody wants to go to the game with me.
Well, Namer actually hit it. Enough people said, I'm interested, that he turned it into a contest. Winners were announced Thursday at 10 a.m.
Got to get the internet fame somehow.
Got to whore out that stepdaughter.
If you can't make a good vine, let's make money on the daughter. Let's do it.
Next story?
She's got
That's
it.
The end of that one.
That's it? That's
like, yeah. I said, that's why I was contemplating cutting it. That's all.
I want a follow-up.
I should have looked up who the contestant winner
no,
is.
No, like next
but
week.
But like I said, this is not going to end well. She's going to end up dead in a ditch.
Someone when needs we to do, videotape that day.
Yeah, when we do Young Girl Brutally Raped at Tennessee Volunteers game.
She's not like a prostitute on the corner of fucking like 125th Street.
Not yet.
It's Craigslist. Like,
people who are like are semi-famous
Brian,
like that.
Brian, real quick. Read this again, and there's nothing that doesn't point to prostitution.
She has a nice picture at the Kentucky Derby.
In a hotel room in a
slinky
black
dress. She is in a hotel room in a little black dress.
In a slinky black dress.
Yeah. Well, these are two different things that they're saying.
Those are fucking porn star shoes.
That's a lady on the
street. Well, every girl has a pair of those, really.
What we're looking at is a picture of a lady in the street and a whore in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Which is what you're looking for.
Poke in the whiskers.
Yeah, now, you should see the look of contemplation in every man's face in this room right now. They look.
I think
picture.
I'd rather go for the one on the left.
Yeah.
The lady?
No.
Oh, the whore. You're left.
Yeah. Yeah, not stage left.
It's going to be a cold bed tonight, Brian.
I take it to the game, but she has to wear that big hat.
And no people behind you. All right, so let's go
next
on to the next thing.
So, next story. Man arrested for being child to the tune of Blurred Lines.
Excellent.
You know you're wrong. I don't watch the VMAs, but he came out in a fucking Beetlejuice outfit.
He did.
I'm like, did someone say this guy's name 3 times? Like, what the fuck happened?
Robin Thicke. Oh, no!
And then got twerked by a child.
She's of age, isn't she now? Right?
Yeah.
She's just kind of...
Adam Montana. Just barely.
She's unpleasant.
She'll forever be Adam Montana.
She looks just like Justin Bieber now. Like, literally just like Justin Bieber.
She does, actually. For a while, when she had the really blonde hair, she looked like Bridget Nielsen back in the day.
No, she's not a fucking Amazon.
-3 feet.
The haircut was...
Bridget Nielsen could afford Ivan Drago.
Yeah, she would have beat Rocky. When the Iron Curtain.
The Russians would have won the Cold War.
Yeah, they would have won the Iron Curtain for another 60 years.
Well, first of all, I want you to guess what state or country this took place in.
Wait, what was the thing again?
Man beats child to the tune of Blurred Lines.
How's that going?
That was in the Bronx.
I don't want to hear that song ever again. I hate that fucking song.
I'm going to say Tennessee.
No, you want it.
Tennessee.
No, you want it. No, it's Florida.
No.
Oh,
wrong.
Yes.
Got it.
Beating your kid sounded like a fucking Tennessee thing for a second.
Okay. A Florida man has been arrested and is accused of striking an underage victim with a 30-inch metal switch to the tune of Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines.
Was he in rhythm?
Like, you know you want it.
You know you want it. Shot of the dead.
That's the whole gimmick here, man.
Those blurred lines.
Gonna take this good girl. Stephen
God,
Grady.
I hate that song so much.
Whack, 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 whack.
That song sucks.
It's the worst song ever.
That song is horrible.
And it won't go away.
All right, so
I don't know it.
Stephen Grady Philogym, 40, of Pensacola, my favorite place in Florida.
That's the best of the Floridas.
Was booked in Escambia County Jail on 3 counts of cruelty towards a child and is currently being held without bond. According to the arrest report, the unnamed victim, referred to as a relative, quote-unquote, accuses SGF of striking her in the face with a belt, and his hands. She also details other punishments, including shoveling dirt for 90 minutes before being allowed to go to bed at 1:30 a.m. and being forced to hold heavy weights as punishments for being lazy.
Sounds like a good father.
Okay. That, first of all, that happened to me.
Yeah, he's just giving this kid some grit. Yeah.
He really blurred the lines of child abuse.
And where is...
See, she's going to hit back later.
Originally, you said metal switch, and then it was a belt. So which one was
a switch is like an old person's weapon.
Yeah, and not a switch is generally like a branch.
Yeah.
Well, he used a metal one. Like, you know...
Joe,
like,
you should know that.
I'll explain to you. You remember boom boxes? And when you have the antenna, you break off the antenna, you go to full extent, that's your switch.
Oh my God. I would choke my father into sleep for that.
These are things you learn in black families. That's your switch. If you don't live in the country, you can't go outside and get a switch, you break off the antenna of the broken radio, use that. Okay. Sorry, that got really dark.
That got real.
And then after skipping school on September 12th, she was hit in the back and the thighs with a switch for 40 minutes. As he struck her, the dude was playing Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines, striking her with the switch to the beat of the music.
The
so
real punishment
question.
Is she had to listen to that song for 40 minutes.
He was waiting to say that.
Yeah.
Did he have that on loop? Like, how did it, like, he put
you
it on
know,
loop?
Wait, you want to hear that shit again?
Fucking
song...
keep hitting me, just turn off the radio.
I mean, I think that song might actually be 40 minutes long. Because it's the same goddamn lyrics.
Over and over.
It's on a loop.
Well, a guy with the most punchable face I've ever seen keeps singing the worst lyrics I've ever heard.
Well, at some point during the beating, he began videotaping the event and sent it via text message to his girlfriend, Lisa Coleman, titling the video, "She's Home." Coleman, who seemed to be very... Hold on, turn page. Wait for it. Very afraid of the dude, has turned over the video to police and told officers she has broken up with him, because they need to know that. will update their relationship status.
I mean, I like the balls on this guy.
The victim has been left in the care of her mother. God knows where she was the entire time. And the Department of Children and Families is also investigating.
Yo, what are you in here for? I beat my kid to Robin's thick blurred lines. Whoa, he would kill her.
That is cold, dog. That is cold.
I beat mine to moves like Jagger.
It got those moves like Jagger.
Whack, whack.
You got a party in the USA. Watch!
We are never, ever getting back together.
Work it, let me work it. Home to him in the hand. Like, I don't even know what beat you'd hit the kid to, but.
That's when he just, like, ground and pound.
What are you saying? What are you talking about? What I do?
The videotape was excessive, but that just sounds like a good dad.
No, the videotape was the cherry on top of the fucking retarded Sunday that whole
and
story.
And sending it to the girlfriend. I'm doing good parenting right now. Look at me.
I'm currently.
You said you wanted me involved in her life. She really likes this song.
This vine already has 100,000 likes. Nice.
You do you want it?
All right, next.
Public masturbation declared legal in blank country after landmark trial. Name that country, everyone.
Not America.
Well, I know it.
I know it.
This is going to get gross.
The country?
Name the country.
Brazil.
No.
Anybody else have a guess?
Mikey?
I don't think you're going to get
France?
No.
French.
Proper continent. You're
Belgium?
In, you're in the continent. No, not Belgium.
Getting warmer.
The Netherlands.
They have a famous
Germany.
Chef.
No, they are very
England?
Blonde and blue-eyed.
No, no, no.
Oh,
the most
Norway.
Famous chef.
Blonder and more blue eyes.
Very close.
Give you a hint.
Blonder and more blue eyes than Norway?
I'll give you a hint. Ready?
Fuck you.
Transparent skin.
Yeah. I'll give you a hint. Ready? Bort, bort, bort.
Sweden, everyone. Come on, after all the pervert stuff we've been talking about with bicycles and... What was it, rafts? Well, that was Florida.
Oh, guys, fucking pool rafts and bicycles.
Yeah, I mean, Sweden and Florida. It's always Sweden or Florida.
I felt that that's really the next step for Sweden to be taken seriously on the fucking national stage.
Allow public masturbation?
They went from Viking to masturbating in public.
I'm sure Vikings
The Vikings were clearly masturbating in public.
I'm sure that's a very Viking thing to do.
A little more than that.
They would sit
they were raping in public.
They would sit outside your gates.
Not necessarily just standing there going, hey. How's it going?
It's how you rape. It's how you rape an entire village at once. No, no. If you're a Viking, you have a busy day, and you want to get through pillaging and plundering, you gotta rape an entire village. Just make all the women watch. You just and you're
this
done.
Is for all you.
Look at it. Don't look away.
To the radio fans, she was just doing jerk off motion.
Yeah, sorry.
You can hear the bracelets go.
Yeah. See it? Hear it?
Nice job.
Bravo.
Thank you.
That was perfect.
All right. So here's how we came to this landmark decision. Sweden...
I am day drunk. Get ready to see my dick.
Another perfect. This is great.
I know you have one more in you, so I'm just waiting for it.
No, I'm good.
Okay. On June 6th, a 65-year-old man took off his shorts at a beach near Stockholm and began masturbating into the ocean.
June 6th, what a great day to do that.
Yeah.
D-Day. It's in celebration of D-Day. What are we going to do?
We're going to make sweet
He's
going to
land his
ocean.
Own boats at Normandy.
Everyone have some of your own seamen drop ashore.
Yeah. Nice.
Wordplay.
Oh my God.
You know
so
you
bad.
Want it.
Oh God. Yes, he was doing it to Tarantino Blue
Was he being into that?
Got those blurred lines.
The man was charged with sexual assault but was acquitted last week after a judge ruled he was not targeting a specific person, which makes sense. I mean, how
just
could you
just the entire ocean?
Yeah, can you sexually assault the ocean is my question. Anyway,
didn't the SS try to use that same excuse and they didn't get away with that?
I'm not familiar with that trial.
Whatever.
That aspect of the trial.
Oh my God, yes, those Nazi uniforms.
Hugo Boss.
Shut up. Oh my God.
Even though the weird Swedish district court's name that I can't pronounce judgment stated.
Borg.
Wait. It's. Wow, that word is weird.
Soder.
I want to say Soderton, but there's a lot of, like, dots above letters.
Hey, look, I play like a lot of FIFA. Let me see.
Swedish.
Sodertorn. Sodentorn.
Oh, Soderthorn or something like that. Like,
Flugenflagenflagen.
Okay.
So even though the Soderthorn District Court judgment stated it may be proven that a man exposed himself and masturbated on this occasion, the court decided the man had not committed a crime, a decision to the public prosecutor agreed with, though he said the future public masturbation might be considered disorderly conduct.
The more you know.
For this to be a criminal offense, it's required for the sexual molestation to be directed towards one or more people.
So if there was dogs and sheep, that'd be fine?
So, like, if there were a bunch of female bathers or... I guess there need to be more... Like, if he's directing towards the ocean, towards the beach...
If he was running at him going...
Where was he aiming, is the question.
Going towards the ocean.
If he's
was he just trying to hit a fish? That could be a problem.
So what fish.
It is rough to hit a fish with an ejaculate.
You like fish sticks? You like fish sticks?
Like, all right, so can he go to, like a store and just, like, face the corner, and then that's okay, because he's not directing it at anyone?
I'm not
like,
looking! I'm
exactly,
not looking!
Like, to what extent does this go? Like,
this sets a precedent.
No, the ultimate...
Bums.
I'm going to jerk off, and you have it again in my way, and then it's your own fault.
Bums, making a mess all over the city.
Yeah. The brief states that, basically, it's okay to masturbate at the beach.
As long as no one's
around. Finally!
That's a victory.
I would also like my dick to get a tan. Like, yeah, come on.
Because that's what I need when the sun is beating down on me. Yeah. My dick to get burned.
Yeah. Dick burn.
My God.
And then, I mean, you start rubbing the lotion on yourself and one thing leads to another.
Brian, possible episode title.
Dick burn. Burn. That just sounds like it's STD.
I know, but I like dick it. It's burn. Funny.
Well, this ruling comes just after 3 months after Sweden's last major sex scandal, when police in Stockholm announced that a man who fucks bicycles was on the loose.
What? Didn't we do that story?
Yes, we did. It all comes back together, baby. It's all...
Wow. Is it without the seat? Or...
Oh, I'll explain. No.
Well, when it's not...
You took a whole different angle on that one.
I don't understand how else...
Well, when he's being a fucking generous lover, then yes, it's without the seat.
He's riding on the bumpiest roads.
No, what he did was he would take the tire...
Board.
He'd cut into the tire, make a little slit, pull out a picture or something, look at the picture...
Another
and
bike.
Go to town in the tire.
Because wow. I know vagina and rubber... It feels exactly the same.
He may be fucking a Huffy,
I don't
but with
like,
his eyes closed.
I don't even like condoms, bro. Like.
So that was story number three.
Okay, next one.
Last story.
Here we go.
In Insane Clown Posse news.
Hey, Juggalo Nation.
Insane Clown Posse sued by former publicist.
I like this story.
Who the hell was their publicist? Guys, put on clown makeup and fucking be crazy. Like,
he hasn't been doing a good job.
Gold.
Now, there's some words in this story that I think everyone's going to enjoy.
Say the word Jugga in front of everything you do.
Drink this Faygo.
So, earlier this week, Andrea Pellegrini, the former in-house publicist and legal counsel for Insane Clown Posse and their label Psychopathic Records, filed an extensive lawsuit against the Detroit company that not only named both members of ICP, but also accused her former employers of harassment, wrongful termination, and infliction of emotional distress.
But what did she expect when she took on a job that includes the word insane, clown, posse, and psychopathic records?
She literally gets the shakes when she hears the words, woo, woo. Ah! She's like, that's all they say all day. It's it.
Your boss, one of your bosses.
Boogeyman!
One of your bosses or clients, whatever you want to call them, his name is Dirty Dan. It's Dirty Dan.
There's a lot of red flags around this.
Hack Benjamin, Twisted, the whole gang.
Oh, Twisted is no longer on that label, though.
Yeah, they left.
They left. Yeah. What? But who else? You have Anybody Killer.
Anybody Killer.
That's one.
Esham.
The Unholy, I believe.
The Unholy. I'm sorry, I didn't get his Christian name in there.
Esham Michael the Unholy.
I.W. Esham the Unholy.
Now, do you hear these names? Is anyone surprised that the workplace was
miracles.
Hostile, let's say? It's a hostile work environment, let's say that. So this complaint goes on for 17 pages and includes complaints about an inner office memo discussing vagina?
Jillian.
Vagina?
Wow. Vagina? Really?
Aren't you Ivy League?
Yes, I'm also 4 beers into it.
Don't you own one?
That is no
Aren't
excuse.
You an editor?
Who the fuck spelled this vagina word?
What was that, Luke?
The There's something about vaginas and penises. I don't know.
4 beers and a glass of wine.
A penises.
Sorry.
A penises. All
right, all
right. And, okay, so vagina tighteners and dildos.
Vagina tighteners?
But
ICP knows how to send memos.
Interoffice memo. All
right, but all right. How long has ICP been around?
Bruh, since
like,
the,
for fucking
the early 90s.
Okay. Since day one, all they've talked about was dildos and vaginas and doing ridiculous
stuff. I believe
things.
Dildos, you know, and Vaginas, like, was off of their third album.
That's their all-girl rap band.
So, like, this is nothing new. So how can she... Like, how can this be a complaint? Like,
oh, I got more.
There's more.
Oh,
there's,
yeah.
More.
Oh. Go get to the list of complaints.
I'm there.
Yeah.
So,
sorry about that.
The plaintiff claims that she was mocked, belittled, bullied, and sexually harassed. There, I pronounced it correctly. Harassed. And called a cunt and a bitch. Hi, you work for a rap label.
No half-step in there.
Again.
Those are your titles.
Again, though. Insane Clown Posse from Psychopathic Records.
Rap, hip-hop, you're a bitch. You're a hoe, you're a cunt.
With
those are your titles.
Such classy songs as Bugs on My Nuts.
Like, she would go to like the bathroom and she'd come back and be clown makeup on her seat.
Yeah.
It's like, Violent J is literally, I see your face in my seat. Would you snip my seat? Woo, woo!
I'm almost positive that happened. I just can't, I don't have that in my list of what was in the memo. But here are the highlights. Former boss calls her bitch and frequently made her cry. Boo-hoo-hoo. Alleges former co-worker, Dirty Dan, pulled her hair.
Not Dirty Dan.
Pulled her hair and told her he had a fat cock.
Fucking Captain Caveman style, bro.
Wait, there's more.
Said he liked to fuck her and gave her a dildo as a present because he'd seen on Facebook that she'd become single.
I really like this next one.
That though. Is forward.
Dirty Dan also allegedly gave vagina tighteners to two other female employees.
What is a vagina tightener?
I thought he had a fat dick. Why does he need a vagina tightener?
Is it like a thigh masser?
It's when you make them pay for shit.
So all I'm hearing right now get past me. Is Dirty Dan with sexual harassment. What does that have to do with ICP?
Realistically, Dirty Dan's the culprit.
Yeah, like it's not Shaggy or Violent J, it's Dirty Dan.
You gotta go where the money is.
I see. Wrongfully accused.
Dirty Dan via Insane Clown Posse. Did Dirty Dan get fired?
No. She was asked to...
Of course not.
No, what are you talking about? You got a promotion. Yeah.
She claims also that she was asked to acquire legal automatic weapons for a photo shoot. Okay, right there, I negate that complaint. It was obviously for legitimate business expense. A photo shoot.
But they were illegal.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're from Detroit. It's not that hard to find those things
anywhere. They got a fucking statue of RoboCop in their city.
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah, they do.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Look it
like,
up.
That's not even like Rocky, where it's like a transcended movie. It was RoboCop. It was a fucking nice movie from the 80s.
This woman is also a practicing lawyer, I'd like to add.
What's a practicing lawyer?
She
practices law.
It's the opposite of a non-practicing lawyer.
That's
She's an active lawyer. Claims she was instructed to do other unethical things with client attorney privilege.
1 second for myself.
Now, here's why this complaint is happening. Late last November, Psychopathic Records fired Pellegrini. Who claims her termination was a direct result of her refusing to act unethically and illegally.
So because she wouldn't blow
Dirty Dan,
they fired her.
Everyone has a line. She probably got those illegal weapons.
Like dildos
she
and used... vagina tighteners are one thing. Yeah. This has gone too far.
I mean, so far hers that you had a sensitive employer who cared about your relationship status and found that you're single and wanted to give you a present to cheer you up.
Dirty Dan's a regular gentleman, damn it.
He cared about your health and fitness and got you vagina tighteners.
Dirty Dan sounds like a horse that's running in the Kentucky Derby.
Dirty Dan.
Get that chick with the big hat.
Coming around the fourth length is Dirty Dan, and he's followed by ICP and Violent J.
Dirty Dan, also much like a horse, has a big cock, and he was willing to let you know that he was willing to let you use it whenever you
It was
right
an
there.
Offer. It was generous, damn it.
Exactly. And you're just pissed off because after you gave him bad blowjob, he fired you.
And that's a silent moment.
Try it. Nothing came to me. It's like, seems legit.
I mean...
I'm just saying, that would be my counter-argument if I was... ICP's lawyer.
Oh, okay, good, because we thought you were going crazy.
Because if I was ICP's lawyer, I'd say, what does this have to do with ICP? That would be my defense. Yeah. what did they do?
Do you think they do show up in, like, the makeup at the court? Like,
I hope so.
I mean, they
their lawyer, Stretch the Mad Bitch Fucker, showed up late to defend Dirty Dan.
No, they actually have, like, mug shots of them without their makeup on, and that confused me, because I thought they'd be like, yo, can't take this off.
They do show here's up. A towel, motherfucker. Bop!
They do show up in the makeup, but they have suits and bow ties, but the bow tie goes... Anyway.
And they all come out of one tiny car.
Hey, if I learned anything from Aqua Teen Hunger Force, they can blow fire out of their mouths in a courtroom.
It's a Volkswagen Golf.
Alright.
Next.
That's it for the news.
Right, okay.
Thank you, Julian. Let's do some stupid people.
Stupid people.
All right. First, stupid people is not a person. It's a stupid company, Coca-Cola. I take you to Kanata, our neighbors to the north.
Kanata.
Is that where all the ladies have the vaginas?
That's where
our Canadians came from.
That's where
is that next to Camp Granada?
The Candidadians live there.
Hadamada?
With their vaginas. All right, well, Coca-Cola started a little promotion thing where underneath the caps, they had certain phrases written. And the idea for this little contest was you collect caps and you put them together. You make a little Mad Libby thing with the words listed underneath. Problem was, a woman opened it up and saw that the words under the cap said, "You retard."
Well, since it's Canada, shouldn't it be, "You retard"?
You retard.
Oh, it was vitamin water.
Vitamin water, yes.
All the Canadian ones had A.
Owned by Coca-Cola.
Eh? Eh, and
you're retarded, eh? Sorry.
I'm a donut.
Of course. Of course it just so happens that this woman had a developmentally delayed, not my wording, younger sister.
That sounds like they personally attacked her, and her specifically.
That was meant
for
her.
They knew that they were gonna, that she was going to open that bottle.
Now, here's the problem. She threw up a whole stink. Blah, blah, blah. This is not an appropriate thing, but it's Canada. It's a dual language country. They have French. They have English. And in French, "you retard" means slow down, you.
Oh, boy.
That means you're delayed.
Why are people...
You're late.
You're late.
So move faster.
All along that, yeah.
Like,
I took French.
This like annoys me. Like if there wasn't a chance for them to get a huge settlement, they wouldn't give a fuck.
My sister had a developmental delay.
No, her dad stepped in. Remember?
The fuck is a delay?
I think.
What if it just said? I'm sorry. What?
She might be delayed because she didn't know that her own country had this phrase.
What if it just said, "Stop drinking fucking sugar water, chubby"? Like. I mean, would they get offended? Like.
Well, according to Coke, they said some words that were on the list, such as the ones that we were contacted about, have a completely innocuous meaning in French and are used regularly within French conversations. But when you look at that word from an English standpoint, it takes on a much different, offensive meaning. And that was an oversight on our part during the review process. Also, one customer contacted the company after finding the French word for shower underneath his cap.
Douche.
It just said douche.
Nice.
Oh, so man. The problem is that these customers
not
are in Toronto and not in Quebec. Toronto, Quebec. Keep these in Quebec.
Quebec.
It's French Canada.
Quebec.
Say it with the quote, like an American.
Say French on the label, too?
It says Le Coca-Cola.
So there you go.
Also kissed partnered off. With
Le Vitamin Water.
On the front of the cap was a big maple leaf flag. You know, like.
And a question mark as to why is this our national symbol?
Why does our money have a beaver on it?
we have trees.
Why do we have a princess on our money? Like, we don't have a queen. What the hell?
It's called the loony.
And the toonie.
Yeah.
What kind of cartoon money do they have up there?
It's like,
oh, I have rupees.
I don't know. I wish one of these companies would just be like, look, we don't care.
Yeah. Well, needless to say, they've pulled all the bottles and are removing the ones that say douche and retard.
Save your douche and retard caps.
Item.
Yeah, this is going to go for money.
Save your douche and retard caps, everyone.
All right, let's do our next one here. This one's stupid, but I think it's funny. And it's worth a watch. More than anything, I'm just informing here. There was a BBC news anchor who was doing a story about... oh, Jillian knows this one.
This one too, yeah.
He's doing a story about privately run drunk tanks. And he went to reach for an iPad, and he apparently is stupid, and he picked up a ream of paper. That's 500 sheets of paper, for those not in the know. That's a heavy clump of paper. Walked in front of the screen and started reading the stories, looked down, and realized, oh, this isn't an iPad. Did not have the opportunity to swap the items, so you can now watch the video of this jackass trying to read from a ream of paper.
He just went with it.
One weighs about like 4 pounds, 5 pounds, and the other's like a pound.
The iPad is about
14 ounces.
If even.
Yeah.
And it's not a ream of... A ream of paper has some give to it, yeah, too. You know when you're holding it. A, it's about the thickness of three iPads.
Yeah. It's about 3 inches thick. It's fucking... Way to go, guy.
Now, that one was for me. Here's one for Jill. Let's take you to your hometown, New Jersey.
New Jersey, the town?
Well, you know what I mean. Angry driver admits hurling feces in the face of a Hoboken parking...
Are we talking parking? Is this like is this a hobo from Hoboken?
I started chuckling midway through.
Kick him in the ball.
Hoboken.
That's the native word.
Hoboken.
No. I'm sure the native pronunciation was Hoboken.
Secaucus-a-Yogan.
I hope he yelled that when he was throwing the shit. What's up?
Hoboken.
Anyway, the headline goes on to read: "Holy crap!"
Oh boy. Oh, that was clever.
Da, 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 da.
Bum, bum.
Did Robin say that? Like,
holy crap, Batman!
This man's throwing feces. Cops say a 39-year-old woman admitted to throwing feces in the face of a Hoboken parking utility officer last
week
during a shoving match over a parking ticket.
Where did she get the feces?
I'm getting there.
He made it.
I'm assuming it was her own.
She ate Chipotle.
Does she have a talent? Does she have a talent? Can't she shoot on command?
No, let's keep going here. The 9th Street resident was...
Oh, shit.
Boo! Party foul.
Wasn't as good as we thought.
Goddamn Germans.
The box is not indestructible.
Go on, Pete. Sorry.
The 9th Street resident was issued summonses for harassment and disorderly conduct as a result. Police were called Wednesday, September 11th at 9:18 p.m. to Bloomfield and First Streets on the report of a woman fighting with a parking officer and a large crowd had gathered. Parking enforcement officer told police that she was leaving the whatever-the-fuck place when the woman approached her and began to argue over a parking ticket. When she reached over, and apparently on the ground, there was a pile of shit.
Whipped
it at said Hoboken parking utility officer.
Oh, that's the greatest story.
How many more words
do
we have to put into that
Just
title?
Just call him a hobo.
All right, so...
Who never won?
She chucked the poo with the hobo. And, yeah, all... She claimed...
Blurred lines.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you want it. Stuffy.
I just like the way this is written. After the worker said she was going to call her supervisor, the woman threw a substance in the HBU officer's face that was later confirmed to be feces.
Doggy doo-doo.
Even better if it was like, it was dookie.
Yorkie dookie.
Full diagnostics reveal it was doo-doo. The attacker told cops she had gotten upset about a parking ticket because she thought she was being targeted because she is a Latina.
She's being targeted because she's an illegal parker.
She's got that hat letting blood.
That shit-throwing blood.
Never in my life have I been so mad that my first instinct was to pick up a pile of shit and throw it at somebody.
She must have been carrying some Purell.
No,
well, apparently she picked it up in a paper cup.
Jillian?
Worth noting.
She's not an animal.
She's not a savage, Dave. Yeah. Not a savage.
Jillian?
She's so angry that it's not even her dog's doo-doo. She didn't drop Charles and throw her own doo-doo. It's strange, foreign, fecal matter to her, and she's so pissed off, she just grabs it.
Did that cop also write a ticket for not curbing your dog?
No dog will go uncurbed from now on.
Bite the curb, Fluffy.
He'll never take a chance.
But the amount of time it takes to grab and scoop up poop with a cup and not get
it
on your hands,
right?
And then get the accuracy to hit the guy in the face. What was he doing the whole time?
There's a ticket.
Just sitting there.
He's doing what cops do, and that's just fucking lazing around while everyone else is handling their shit.
There's an old Southern expression.
Literally.
Great pun, by the way.
Yeah. There's an old Southern expression where you just go, "I'm so mad I could just spit." Now it's, "I'm so mad I could just pick up fecal matter and throw it at you, goddammit."
I thought you were going to say, "I'm so mad I could shit."
So mad I could just throw shit.
That's definitely where I thought she was going with it.
Now I say, I'm so mad I could spit.
I'm so mad I can just throw shit at you.
We actually have an audio clip of how irate the woman was.
Who gave this man a soundboard and where can I thank them?
Again?
Play it again. That's great.
She hulked out.
She immediately did the Chattanooga choo-choo.
Dreadfully sorry, I'm going to throw poop.
Plop, plop, splash, splash, and we're done.
That's great.
All right, last stupid person for the day. Guess where?
Florida.
Of course. A man is accused of setting a mobile home totally ablaze after the trailer's owner refused to give him a ride to town.
That'll teach him.
Problem was, he lived there too.
We're both going to learn a lesson.
If he lived
today.
There, like, what was wrong with his mobile home?
I believe the words extremely intoxicated show up several times during this news story.
As they would.
After the owner, William Warren Jordan, 32, left the St. Augustine home with a woman.
St. Augustine, I used to live down there.
With a woman.
With a woman. Really nice area. Yeah. The report stated his roommate, Harold Malcolm Netherland, 52 years old, got all fired up and called him and called the cops, threatening to burn down the mobile home.
I'll burn this bitch, I swear to God.
He also called several other people to talk about his plans to burn down the mobile home.
Take me to Steak and Shake. I'm going to burn down your mobile.
Now, you'll never get this, but investigators have determined that the fire was arson.
Oh.
I know, right? Where's the proof? I want to know. All they knew was they discovered two fire alarms had been removed from the installed spots before the fire got to them.
I was going to say that the proof is in the pile of matches.
Dude's in jail. Burned his own house to the ground. And by house, I mean
mobile home.
Well, he burned his own house to the ground?
Yes.
He lived there, too.
He was the roommate. He asked for a ride. He didn't get a ride. He burned down his own house.
So it's like, you don't take me to a train station so I torch this whole house, you know?
You hear that, Lou? You hear that? If you don't give me a ride next week here, I'm going to burn my house down.
That'll
But I'm going to move in next door to you first.
That'll teach you.
And bro, why don't you cue up that news sound bit? We're going to do a bit of good news today. We're going to change things up a little bit.
All right, you're going to have to talk for a second, because I do not have that.
Words are meaningless, Brian.
Well, we call this new segment. This is okay. The best around. This is the reverse of stupid people. This is somebody actually doing something nice.
If you just give me like 1 second.
We're going to do this without a song.
No.
No,
I know you're anxious to play.
I like to make an argument.
Just mouth this.
How
song.
Is reverse of stupid people nice? Do you mean smart? Smart and nice?
We're just going nice. Why do you gotta nitpick?
All right, so no, I'll go with this. Stupid people are inherently evil. I'll go with that.
They burned down a trailer park.
Okay, oh, here we go.
That was lovely.
It was a commercial.
This is the segment he came up with, for the record.
Yeah, come on.
Is this going to keep going?
Yes.
Is anyone else going to do like 100 right. push-ups?
Sorry. And then punch someone out.
Maybe, let's go jog on the beach, Lou.
Maybe if they played that at the next congressional hearing, they could fix the fucking economy.
Oh, those clowns in Congress.
It's pretty inspirational, that song.
Sweep the leg, Obama. Sweep the leg.
Before every congressional hearing, we will play the Rocky soundtrack.
All right, so let's go into the nice news.
Okay, when a visually impaired customer accidentally dropped a $20 bill at a Hopkins, Minnesota Dairy Queen, employee Joe Prusak said he was shocked by what happened next. The lady behind the guy just picked it up, stuck it in her purse, as if no one saw. Prusak, then, a 19-year-old employee, wrote a letter that went on Reddit that got picked up, blah, 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 blah.
Basically, the guy, right? What he did was he went to the lady and asked her to give the money back. She's like, no, and he made her leave. And then he went to the guy, paid him out of his own pocket, and he's like, you drop this, here it is. You know. And then some people saw it, put the thing on Reddit, and then it caught steam.
Well, we here on Painted Black, we pride ourselves on our readiness to always report these stories. Hence the theme song and me bumbling my way through that.
Wait, stuff happened in a store with a blind person dropping money.
No, but the lady, that lady is going straight to hell. Like, yeah. That is the worst thing.
Oh, she's probably already there. She's probably been there and back. She's
besides gone. Just eating his food while he's eating it, like, I can't really do something worse than that. Like, you sit down with him and you're just like...
Stealing fries.
Stealing french fries. Drawing shit on him, whatever.
Feeding his seeing eye dog food when you're not supposed to, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but all the news stations want this kid to do the rounds and stuff like that to be like, oh, you were a normal human being.
Oh, you were actually a solid person.
Yeah.
Never been heard from in the news. But Joey Prusak, we salute you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being our first
noise for that.
First ever good guy on this show. We don't do good
guys. Shut up, baby, I know it.
Okay.
You're very welcome, Joey.
Yeah, boy!
There you go.
Oh, it's just like that nice boy from Long Island. He's in the police academy. He bought that bum shoes during the winter. You didn't hear that story? In Long Island news?
The bum quickly sold those shoes for
yeah.
He did, actually. Yeah. He did, actually.
Thanks for these shoes.
He sold our
Hey, hey, it was good crack.
All right.
All right, we're going to try something a little new tonight. In lieu of the hashtag game. No, not you, Lou.
Lou, get out.
We're going to try a little thing that I call, I didn't do it.
A non-consensual dick in your pussy.
That's right.
It's a new game. It's kind of invasive.
Not it.
I'm
not
really,
it.
Really sorry about this, Mike, but we all decided.
Okay.
You're first.
No problem.
It's for to open your ass pussy. And
listen, I'm just saying, I'm going to struggle.
It's called a mangina.
You just might.
That's fine. It makes it more fun for everyone.
I'm gonna struggle.
Yo, play that. Play that bit where the grunting and stuff. That's what it's gonna sound like.
No.
The other one. You're like ah.
No. Sorry, Mike.
No, Mike. No.
Do I get a say in this?
No.
No.
We don't.
He's blocking the door.
I like you, and I want you.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Can I just get... the humanity!
Can I get another beer first?
Sure, why not? We can at least give him that courtesy. All
right, here's how this works. It's called...
Oh, my.
Can we stop talking about raping Mike for 2 minutes?
No, I can't. I can't. It's hilarious.
This is Paint of Black Sexual Predator Edition.
Anyway.
Sorry, Mike.
This is called...
I didn't do it.
I didn't do it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go dig into the news stories we just read. I'm going to give each of you a scenario. And what you're basically going to do is try to talk your way out of the situation.
You got it.
I am flying by the seat of my pants here, so let's see how this goes. Who wants to start? Brian?
I thought it was Mike. I thought we were going to do Mike.
No, we're going to rape Mike.
No, Mike's, Mike's...
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait, what? What?
I vote no. No.
Person raping you.
I vote no to rape.
Lou, this hold them down.
Is going to get gross.
All right, no more rape talk. I tried to cut it off before it went too far, and it went too far.
It's just a table full of bobbleheads. It's so uncomfortable.
And beer bottles.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you took that weird.
In the face!
Well, how am I supposed to be a part of it?
All right, guys.
You literally said you took that one.
All right, let's start with Brian here.
All right, so am I talking to you?
Well, let's do that. I'm your boss in this situation.
Okay.
You're a guy working at Coca-Cola. All
right.
And you're spearheading their promotions department.
So he's an executive, junior executive?
But you come up with this great bottle cap idea where you're going to form little sentences. Unfortunately, before the date that all the terms are due, you have a few too many to drink. You wake up to find out that you've submitted all the worst words you can think of. Let's go beyond retard. And, you can't lose this job. I'm your boss. I'm confronting you. Talk your way out of it.
It's a French word. It's retard. And it doesn't mean what you think it means. It means you go, guy. All right?
You go, guy. Not bad. Not bad. Let's try to stay away from the telling the truth. Try to get creative with it. That was a good one.
Be you.
be you.
Fuck you.
That's
exactly.
That's
Mike knows you very well.
That's like the French way of saying pu. It's like who, be you.
Who's up to it? Who wants to go next? No hands are raised. Mike is up.
Oh, Mike's next.
Okay, Mike, you purchase tickets to a football game on the internet. You think you're going to go with a buddy, but at the last minute, your girlfriend, fiance, whatever you have, muscles in and goes, no, I want to go. So you go to pick up the tickets, only to find out there's a stipulation to those tickets. You have to date the stepdaughter. Your girlfriend thinks that you did this on purpose to nail the stepdaughter, and the father thinks that you're just being insulting to his daughter. Smooth over that situation.
I didn't do it.
It wasn't me.
I have one.
It wasn't me.
I'll take it.
I'm afraid you are bludgeoned to death by the father while your girlfriend breaks
you
up.
You know you want it.
I'm just,
that beat.
Let's be honest here. I'm a little confused by this. So I go to pick up tickets.
Yes.
And you find out about the stipulation.
I only find out the only way I get these tickets is if my lovely fiance, hope she's listening, stays home.
That's right.
And I have to go with the stepdaughter who's been prostituted.
That's correct.
Okay. I really want to go to this game.
No, you don't. It's a Tennessee Volunteers game.
I don't really give a shit.
So, I like it.
I'm going.
Honey?
Get your hat, girl. We're going out.
Yeah, you know, get that big hat and your fucking hooker shoes and let's do this. And stand far away because apparently up close you're not good in pictures. So,
yeah, cute from far, but far from cute.
Well done. Good save.
There you go.
She's cute.
Who wants next? We got Lou, Jill, or Dave?
I'll go.
Jill wants in. All right. You are the publicist for the Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, great. Oh, perfect.
Nice.
After all these incidents, you had enough. You filed this lawsuit, but it's only a matter of time before you start getting death threats from juggalos threatening to drown you in Faygo. You realize you have to smooth over this situation, so you set a press conference. What do you say?
At the time, I was high on fuego. Do not...
Fuego?
Fuego.
Fuego.
Fuego. Right.
Fuego root beer.
I'd like to warn everyone.
It's a soda, by the way.
No. Do not try to ingest this drink by inhaling it. Do not put it over a glass, light it on fire, and try to inhale it. Because it has inverse reactions. Never in my life would I ever go against Dirty Dan. He is the love of my life and the father of my five children.
Well done. I think Brian's raising his hand.
No, I would like to my crack at it.
You want to go that one?
Oh. Yeah, let him try.
All right, you already went, but go for it.
It's dinner time. I'm hearing guff from his mother. I pull a 40 out and pour some for his little brother.
All right, Jillian, well done. Brian,
thank you.
Nice tag up. Like that. Who wants it, Dave or Lou?
All right. I think
Dave's up.
I'll take it.
Dave, you're on one of your many, many exotic vacations with the missus. During a beach trip to Sweden, you decide to test the limits of the new laws, and you wade out to the water and just start going to town. Problem is,
I am day drunk. Get ready to see my dinner.
Actual quote. Problem is, you're not in Sweden. You're in Switzerland. Police approach. What do you say?
I'm sleepwalking. What the fuck? Where am I?
It's a lucid state. I'm in the fugue.
Got those blurred lines.
It wasn't me.
Well done, Dave. Finally to Lou. Last one. I gave yours a little pepper here.
All right.
You finally have upgraded your job from discussing the news on a podcast to reading the news on television.
Hey, what the hell is that supposed to mean?
Shh. You're so nervous that you accidentally grab a magazine from a coworker's desk instead of your iPad. You go live only to discover your mistake and that the magazine is pornographic. You're live on TV right now. Talk your way out of it.
This is what I'd do. I'd say, and now for some entertainment.
Lovely boy, is that a chat milk and choo-choo? Track 29, and can you give me a shine?
By the way,
I think you got out of it.
Lou has been trying to find like some part throughout this entire podcast.
The whole show.
To play that.
Where are we going to have a free 15 seconds?
Now, the Chattanooga choo-choo.
But you know what? If he was on screen and he just started doing the Chattanooga choo-choo, all's forgiven.
Chattanooga choo-choo.
You know what's great, though? Like, he could have used that with anything you threw at him.
Yeah. Like,
Lou,
you are the publicist for the Insane Clown Posse. What do you do?
Woo woo!
Woo woo! We got a fago!
Get your axe and give it a chop.
One more for Lou.
Okay, Lou, let's see. You work for Coca-Cola. Yeah. You throw a bunch of racist bullshit onto bottle caps. What do you do? Good man, you fuck your way out of it.
You've got nothing! What about the Buble story?
The which one?
The Buble story.
What Buble? Buble.
No, his name is Robin Thicke. Oh my god.
Robin Thicke?
I tell him this Michael every day. His name is Robin Thicke.
I can actually get out of that now. Robin Thicke? Oh, it's Michael Buble.
Well, I just want to say all of you handled that very well. I'm pretty sure all of you got out of your situations. Ooh. Well done. Bravo.
Yay.
Give yourselves a round of applause. Lou,
how you say? Womp womp.
Lou, do you have a hypothetical?
Nothing that great.
Do you want to do it anyway?
Let's just do it.
Way to promote.
Yeah, I guess.
The hype man. Natural hype man.
Let's do it.
Let's hit some hypothetical.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's you.
Like, why are you sitting
there? That's you.
L. Oh, you. Hypothetical.
What you got?
All right, so we did the casting 1 week. So I figure this week, you can all tell me exactly which cartoon character you think best fits you.
Ooh, not bad.
Yeah. I got one for you.
Can I hear it? I won't let a judge, dictate my decision.
Brian from Family Guy.
I'd be the dog?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That he just drinks all day and shit. And just
who's like, do you need a hump around here? Get a martini.
I've learned a lot about myself right now. All right, who wants to start that off?
Who we gotta be?
Yeah. Who would you make yourself, out of all the cartoon characters you know, which one would be representative of you?
Plucky Duck. I have a very good love of fucking wife beaters, man.
You barely wear pants.
Yeah.
You're green for some reason.
I love it.
Plucky Duck, not bad. Anybody else?
That doesn't work. I was going to go with Daffy Duck, but you kind of ruined it for me.
Well.
I'm black, and I'm irate and get angry over nothing.
This means war.
Exactly. Duck season, rabbit season, that's on me. I just argue about nothing.
Anybody else want to offer any up before we start making decisions for you?
Brian? Lou's Arthur.
Who?
Arthur the little Nicktoon.
Arthur the Aardvark?
Yeah.
Arthur the
Aardvark. Oh, it is true. That's it.
Actually, Pete has told me before that I'm very Master Shake-like.
The way you talk can be very messy. Yes. A lot of non sequiturs in there.
I can see that.
A lot of harsh demands. Physically, you're more of a meat wad.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
You are a wad, Lou.
You're small and brown, dude.
Excellent.
Let's do Dave. Who do you think Dave would be?
You tell me.
Dave's not chiming in. Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
All right. What? Bro.
That's great. Oh.
And who are we missing, Mike? What do you got for... Well, in that hat, that's not making it easy.
No, Mike's
you look like Andy Capp.
I mean, I was going to go with McGurk.
McGurk from what?
From Home Movies.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I love McGurk.
He's got a little bit.
Big fan of McGurk.
I was going to say, in the Looney Tunes...
I do actually see it.
You ever see My Dog, All Dogs Go to Heaven?
Yes.
The bulldog with the bowler cap and the fucking... There you go.
And
That weird reference, yes.
You ever see All Dogs Go to Heaven?
And I think Jillian needs a better one.
Give me a better one. I can't do this.
Anybody?
And don't flatter me by saying Jessica Rabbit, because that's bullshit.
Dora the Explorer.
That bitch throw down qualifications.
Feliz cumpleaños, ayúdame.
I don't speak a damn water Spanish. Not... You know that.
So well, let's go through.
I would Cynthia from Rugrats.
Yeah,
there was
maybe Sandy Squirrel.
The one with the fucking SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes,
you don't have the accent, but I can see that personality.
What about Slappy the Squirrel?
Who's that?
From Animaniacs.
That's, yeah. The
oh, thought you meant like who's in the room that would be.
Oh no.
What about that what's that that reality show cartoon with the
Drawn black, Together?
Yeah, the black chick from that.
Oh,
Foxy Brown.
Whatever it was.
Yeah, I don't know.
I hated that show, actually.
The show's quite lame.
She did have messed up feet, and my feet aren't really that naturally pretty, so that does work.
Well, not bad. Let's recap. So I was Brian Griffin.
Yeah.
You were Master Shake. Mm-hmm. We got Mike as Coach McGurk. We got...
No,
Shaggy.
He's homeboy from All
Homeboy
Dogs
Dog. Yeah, yeah.
Dog and a older cat.
Does he have the little dog bouncing around him the whole time?
Yeah, it's Lou.
Where are we going, boss?
Now
are you talking about Carface?
Yeah.
Now I just want to adopt him.
You're always wearing
him.
Like the little hat. Yeah, I think if you get some suspenders on there.
I do love suspenders.
I think we're sold on this one.
I can see Mikey has like a Heathcliff, though.
Love that
scene. Dave is the fucking cat from Heathcliff, the one that like not on the roller skates.
Not the one on the roller skates, and not Mongo.
He's the one with a tie.
He's the other one.
I don't remember Heathcliff that well.
Yeah,
no one should, because he terrorized the neighborhood.
He did, and he ate dead fish for whatever reason.
And Brian, what was yours? Plucky
Duck.
Can I offer a better one?
Go,
Eric Cartman.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Dead on.
You guys. Nice.
Dead on.
And hang on, I'm looking
at... I mean, you are definitely racist.
Yeah.
So that fits.
You do love cheesy poofs. You do love cheesy poofs.
That's not even a real thing.
Isn't it? It is. Oh, Cheetos.
Yeah. Sure,
you go to, like, Costco, you can get a giant jar of cheesy balls.
Yeah. You love that.
Cheesy balls.
Every time that shows up in your life, you get so excited.
It's like a shitty porno name.
Yeah.
Cheesy ball.
Carmen's way too evil for Brian. I'm sorry.
He's evil.
Yeah, I don't know if you'd make someone like eat their own parents with a bowl of chili.
He probably
I'd
would.
Say cross them on the wrong day.
I would say more the Mintberry Crunch guy.
Mintberry Crunch! I can't find this Heathcliff thing, so.
Fine.
Moving on. That was a good one, Lou. I like that. You're going to make up a little graphic?
Wait, I have a question. What did we settle on for me?
Am I the squirrel? I like, what was the Rugrats one again?
Cynthia.
That's my personality.
Yeah. Cynthia was a doll.
No, she tormented the baby.
No, that's Angelica.
That's Angelica.
That was her name, Angelica. Yeah, no.
Angelica, my money goes on that.
I actually did do that to a bunch of kids growing up.
Yeah, I'm on Angelica feed.
I get like, let me get two different ones. For me, I do Mario from the Mario Brothers cartoon.
Captain Lou?
Yeah.
Captain Lou.
And then for you, I do you from the Link cartoon. Excuse me.
Excuse me, princess.
That's like so not you that I want that to be you.
Why does Link have a catchphrase?
I'm going to start using it. Well, excuse me, Dave.
Why does Link have a catchphrase? Because they only did 12 episodes of it.
They really
canceled.
Crammed it down your throat, too. You want to do some movies?
All right.
Yeah, let's do it.
Price of admission, G.
Lou's reenactment was fantastic. Just now. I really wish we videotaped this shit.
Lou was just creeping.
He was creeping up.
He was definitely just creeping.
I was rolling down the street smoking Indo.
Smoking Indo.
With your mind on the money?
Exactly. Sipping on gin and juice.
Laid back.
With my mind on my money and my money on my mind. All right, let's do movies.
You finish that, guys.
Somebody had to. It's one of those things. It's like
you can't not.
It's like in South Park when they sing Come Sail Away and Cartman has to finish it. Yeah. You can't do that line without somebody finishing
it. Come here,
you guys. You guys. All right. Not a very good week for movies, so let's get into it. We're going to start with the first one, Prisoners, starring Hugh Jackman and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh.
You guys heard about this, seen it? Let me give you a little bit of the description. From director Denis Villeneuve.
Villeneuve.
The guy who came up with the coke idea, right?
Exactly.
Hey, le retards.
Douche.
It's a retard.
Douche.
It means slow down. Alright, so this movie poses the question, how far would you go to protect your child? Keller Dover, Hugh Jackman, is facing every parent's worst nightmare. His 6-year-old daughter, Anna, is missing, together with her young friend, Joy, and as minutes turn to hours, panic sets in. The only lead is a dilapidated RV that had been parked in the street earlier. That's all they give me. That's terrible.
I mean, they definitely
burn that down like that motherfucker in Florida.
They definitely need Liam Neeson on the case.
It's definitely taken.
Liam Neeson not only would find the girl, but take down a sex ring in the process.
Oh, yeah.
Get out of the way, Wolverine. I have a very specific set of instincts.
Going to find you.
You too, guy from End of Watch.
I'm good at killing weird European men.
Who wants to guess? Do the Rotten Tomatoes game. All right, this move, the Rotten Tomatoes game, again, of course, you're going to guess what the critic score for Rotten Tomatoes is. Price is Right rules. Closest without going over wins. We're going to start with Jillian.
34. Yep.
34 to Jill. Brian.
Hugh Jackman, he commands a little bit of respect. I'll go 45.
45. Dave, what do you think?
I don't know, 40. I'll just say 40.
40 for you. Mike?
18.
18. Low ball in it. Lou?
It's got a good cast. It just has no press. I think it could be like a 50.
You think a 50?
Yeah.
Well, that would make you the winner, because it's a 79.
What? Nice.
79.
Not a bad, but not bad. Audience score is 86%.
Wow.
So, might be worth seeing.
I'm telling you, it just has no kind of press.
Translation, boring.
I've seen the marketing for it once, and it actually looked pretty exciting.
I saw a few commercials, actually. The other night, so it doesn't look bad.
It does lead. It needs Liam.
Here's why I don't want to see it. 2.5 hours long.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's a little rough.
You can only torture a man. You know that means for so long.
You know that means if it's 2.5 hours long, Hugh Jackman and Jake Gyllenhaal don't get into it until about like the 50th minute of the movie.
Yeah, at least halfway.
I don't think Hugh Jackman is capable of making a movie that's under 1.5 hours.
And he's not singing.
Oh, God, that Les Mis bullshit.
Oh, it was fantastic. Loved it.
It was like 8 hours of nothing happening.
It could have been 6 hours.
And that singing...
Le douche.
I saw that on Broadway when I was younger, mm-hmm. So I didn't mind the movie so much.
Here's why I didn't like the movie, was just there was too much... Everything was sung. It was one of those movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a show.
Yeah, but the casual conversations were like, hello.
I didn't mean to steal that piece of bread.
I don't care. This is boring.
All right, but like that makes more sense than like, hey, so yeah, we should go down here, throw all the chairs in the street, and today we viva la France. Like,
you know what would make more sense? No singing whatsoever.
It's a musical.
He wants to play, apparently.
Because right. I don't sing about everything I do.
But you should.
Are you going to eat that?
Speaking of which, I think Rocky's
going to
be like that.
Is that a treadmill? French Revolution. Let's kill them all.
Lou, that's the wrong time period.
We modernized it.
I would watch Les Mis again if they replaced every song
with
Lou dancing during it.
They made it Prohibition era France.
It's like, what's his name? Jean Valjean and Javert having a face-off, and Lou just skitterbugs across the background.
You can make it into like a game, like have him like hidden somewhere in the frame. Yeah. Like in a window, or just...
Oh, Anne Hathaway's dying, but Lou's dancing! Next movie. This is one I had not heard of until today. Battle of the Year.
Excuse me?
Oh, dude. I've seen commercials for that. It's just people's reactions to coming out of the flick. They don't show any of the movie.
Yeah. Two stars of this movie include Josh Holloway from Lost and Chris Brown.
Is Josh Holloway's who from Lost?
Oh,
Sawyer?
Sawyer.
God.
It was a dream in the end.
Oh, my God.
He beats her up.
The dream was Josh Holloway. That guy's gorgeous. Sorry.
Battle of the Year is an international dance crew tournament that attracts all the best teams from around the world.
Are people getting served in this?
But most.
They
not only just step up, they step up three the streets.
That's 3D. It's 3D.
I'm fucking sold already.
The Americans. Keep that. The Americans.
Go, wait.
Sorry.
And the Americans haven't won the war in 15 years. Los Angeles hip-hop mogul Dante wants to be put on the the country that started this war back on top. He enlists his hard luck crew of friends, including Blake, played by Josh Holloway, who was a champion basketball coach, to coach his team. Armed with the theory that the right coach can make any team the champions, they assembled a dream team of all the best dancers.
And here's a
by
team.
War bonds.
Here's a white team from the suburbs. Here's the white team from the suburbs, the Chattanooga Choo Choos.
Let's hear from our dancers in the red, white, and blue.
Pardon me, boy. Is that a Chattanooga Choo Choo?
Oh god!
It works. Oh, they are taking on the Koreans.
They're jitterbugging again.
The Koreans, are they like the best dancers now?
Yes, the Koreans are the best dancers.
They're best at everything.
Let's see how you guys
fare.
The
Koreans, they're trying to like the start Koreans. A Cold War dance movie. Like,
you guys made Best of the Best, and now we made Best Dance of the Year, whatever the hell it's called.
Battle of the Year.
Yeah. So they went from Best of the Best,
and those Asians took it
to dance battling.
Why do you think Rodman's been going over there so much?
Because he has nothing to do with anything.
Have you seen the Jabberwockies?
He's teaching them the art of
they're
rhythm.
Filipino.
Here's how you serve people.
I don't know what they are. All
right, guys.
Completely different country.
I want to really see how you guys fare on this Rotten Tomatoes game. Who wants to start?
I'm going.
Oh, come on.
76%.
76.
Wow. This bold is a critical score, right?
This is a critical score.
One.
One for Brian.
Bastard, I was going to say two.
Lou?
I'm really dick then.
You know, Chris Brown is usually like a.
He's
a
is dud. He in it?
Yeah.
Yes, he said Chris Brown.
So
he's gonna
I'm
going to
say 20.
He'd be whooping people's asses in that, man.
Woo, you vote for me. I'll whoop your ass.
Chris Dave? Brown was in Stomp the Yard.
He stomped something, all right.
He was.
This is a 12.
Dave goes 12.
10.
And Julian goes 10. The winner with 1% is Brian.
Holy shit.
Because this movie is at a whopping 6.
Damn, I was going to say 70.
I was so sure that it was going to be popular.
Sure to get low, low, low.
Low, low, low.
Oh, you say, womp, womp.
Hands now, in the air.
I did not mean to do that.
Yes, I don't care. I love it.
The definite name of the episode is going to be the Chattanooga Choo Choo.
The final movie this week is another one I hadn't heard of, but it stars the late, great James Gandolfini. I assume it's his last movie.
Oh, yes.
It's called Enough Said. A divorced and single parent, played by Julia Louis-Dreyfus, spends her days enjoying work as a masseuse, but dreading her daughter's impending departure for college. She meets Albert Gandolfini in a sweet, funny, and like-minded man, also facing an empty nest. As the romance quickly blossoms, Eva befriends them, and this just goes on like this.
He was a made man! He was a beautiful fucking animal!
Anyway.
Does he kill
where's the gabagool?
Yo, fuck!
Oh, wait, we mean I'm not on that show anymore.
I'm dead?
Pass the onion rings. Who wants to guess?
It's got a Gandolfini.
Enough said.
85.
85 to Dave. Who's next?
Enough Said does sound like the sequel to the movie you just mentioned.
The Battle of the Year.
Yeah, Enough Said. Like N-U-F-F.
Yeah.
Enough Said.
It's a tagline. Dave, what was your guess?
85.
Who's up?
One.
One for Brian.
It's 55.
55 for Jill. To you two. What do you think?
Well, you know what? It's got a dead guy in it, so I'm thinking 65.
65 for Lou and Mike?
66.
I'm going to win this because it's definitely not.
Brian takes it again. This movie is at a 94%.
Because wow. We can't say anything bad about dead guy.
He's dead. We can't say anything bad about
what
him.
What did you say he was?
94.
Didn't Brian say one?
No, you didn't say one. Oh,
he did say one.
I meant to 85. My bad. Dave won with his 85. That's my mistake.
I was going to say, I was like,
I got
what happens if you just kind of generally guess in the middle?
I got it confused with the last round.
I said one again.
I know. But yeah. I thought you said one then, and then I put... never mind.
I got you.
We're with you.
It's hot in here. Shut up. Yeah, enough said. Now, the big question. You got these three movies. Yeah. Gun to your head. You got to pick one. What'll it be?
Jean Valjean gets my ticket.
You're going Prisoners?
Yeah.
Because you think he's going to start singing again, aren't you?
No, it's just... the enough said... just seems like they're giving James Gandolfini a nice send off.
Here's
the other movie with the Koreans and China fucking outdance whoever, like Chris
Brown.
Wait. Sounds
the
terrible.
The Koreans and China trying to outdance Chris Brown.
Battle of the Year.
Oh, that's great.
Chris Brown is his own team. All the rest of his team has black eyes. And
well, I would see enough said because here's the difference between that and Prisoners: a full hour in the runtime. This one is an hour and a half compared to 2.5 hours of Prisoners. That's a lot.
An hour and a half of James Gandolfini forget he's on The Sopranos?
You know what I
guess.
You know what I have to say about that?
What?
Reginald! I disagree!
All right, Lou, what's yours?
It's going to be Hugh Jackman.
All right.
He's got the most star power.
Another for Prisoners.
Yeah.
Mike, what do you think?
I see Battle of the Year.
You're an idiot.
No, he's not.
I'm going to that movie. I'm going to wear my red, white, and blue bandana.
And, you're the best.
USA!
You know,
USA!
I was there when Rocky ended the Cold War against the Russians, I'll be there when we end the war with the Koreans.
Like, take that, Kim Jong.
Market change!
What were we talking about? The war for cheap labor? Like, what are you talking about?
The war for, shut the fuck up.
Dave, what's your guess? What's your pick here?
Yeah, probably Prisoner, because it sounds a little more interesting.
A little more intriguing.
Yeah.
It's got Wolverine in it.
Julian?
It's either Prisoner or the dance movie. It's probably going to be the dance one, because I'm a girl. I like dancing.
You and Mike go see the dance movie, and everyone else will go see Prisoners, except for me. I'm going to go see this Enough Said.
Pete, all the movie...
Because you're a woman!
Here's how I'll sway you. The whole movie, you'd be like, oh no, Wolverine.
Oh no.
Don't follow Jake Gyllenhaal. He's Donnie Darko.
Your daughter got taken. You should call Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson knows how to get her back.
No, he's watching Enough Said. He's, oh no, Tony Soprano.
I'll never be able to watch a goddamn Hugh Jackman movie again after that Wolverine movie and the bear voice.
Oh no, Jean Valjean.
Look down.
Don't
Look
steal that down. Bread, Jean Valjean.
He's picking up that mask. He's pretty strong.
Oh god.
All right, and finally, we'll go into a little TV and movie news here. Spin-offs.
Walking Dead.
Everywhere.
Nice.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I've got
right round, baby.
I got four
round.
Newly announced spin-offs here, and we'll go in my order of excitement. We're going to start with the Rocky spin-off. Anybody heard about it?
Adrian!
The musical?
No.
Oh,
a new movie.
A new Rocky movie.
Okay.
Movie or show?
Well, it's not going to be about his son.
Is it a Rocky reboot?
No. The story will follow the grandson of Apollo Creed as he is trained to be the next champion by Rocky Balboa.
Is Sylvester Stallone involved in this?
Yes.
Well, you know,
like,
you
on
know,
camera.
You know,
on camera. Yes.
Oh, great! I get to watch his phenomenal acting.
You know
skills.
What? You know what was going to be about Rocky's son.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Well, why?
The guy from Heroes.
Well, Sylvester Stallone's kid died.
Oh shit!
I was like, "Are you taking it there, my god?"
I forgot in Rocky Balboa they switch it to not his real son.
You know how they end this show, right?
They broke his jaw. They broke his jaw.
I'm waiting to get that gem out now.
I'm so sure you're
going to
Chattanooga
Choo Choo
me
again.
Chattanooga Choo Choo. Well done, dude. So anybody interested in that?
No.
Who would see it?
No.
Apollo's?
You know, I'll give it three episodes.
It's a movie, dude.
Oh, I thought it was a show.
No, this is a film.
Unless he's fighting Drago's grandson, who gives a shit?
I hope he is.
Oh, yes. Drago's grandson from Georgia.
He's going to have another bout with Mason the Lion Dixon.
I will break you. Like my grandfather broke your dad.
They're like, ah!
Perhaps
Drago Jr.
Do you have a good Italian friend for... Do you have a good Italian friend for the third act? You're going to need him.
I will give this a shot because of my loyalty to the Rocky franchise.
I mean, we've all seen them all, right?
As long as Frank Stallone and Survivor are on the soundtrack, I'm fucking it.
Probably be a bad hip hop remix.
No,
like
I was saying,
2013 and
acoustic Eye of the Tiger.
Like in Rocky Balboa, they had fucking what was that? 3-6 Mafia.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what? Why are they here?
All right, next spinoff. Harry Potter is getting a spinoff series.
Oh, God.
Does anybody care?
No.
The Witches of Waverly Place are back?
No.
How you say? Womp womp.
It is actually, this is actually kind
of
sad.
The Witches of East End?
No, it's based off of a textbook from the Harry Potter universe.
Oh, God, no.
Is this textbook?
Called Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
It's Harry Potter stalks Hermione all day.
No, Harry Potter is not even in the movie. It's kind of a prequel.
Harry Potter goes in the ocean, starts masturbating. It's okay.
I'm in Sweden.
It's okay.
It's just my wand.
Magic.
Excelsior.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'll just say this movie is going to follow the adventures of Newt Scamander, who wrote the book Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, and it's going to actually be written by J.K. Rowling, so it's
after
her first screenplay.
After 6 episodes, the show's going to go poof.
No, it's a movie, I think.
It's a movie?
These are all... Those two were movies.
It's a movie series?
Movie series.
Jesus Christ. Oh, they man. Just got to milk it for every job.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we got to get every penny out of this.
There's still
thing.
Some money. There's still some money in this. Let's milk this cow. Let's milk it, milk it, milk it. It's not dry
they made,
yet.
They made, like, a 200-page book, like The Hobbit, like a fucking 8-movie series. Like,
yeah.
God. If you tell me there's a spin-off to Twilight, well, I'll off myself right now.
I did like it. But
the
it was
pine cones and everything. Man.
I did like watching him walk out the door and then walk down the road and then walk up the street. And then
after that movie.
I won't go on an adventure. I won't go on an adventure.
Gandalf.
I'm going on an adventure. Gandalf. First hour of that movie.
Gandalf, do we go left or right? Right? No, wait. It was left.
I went to go see it with Brian, and afterwards I was like, when they were up that tree, Gandalf should have just been like, "Help!" He sent the fucking butterfly to get the super eagle.
Oh, he's like, moth, yes. Yeah.
It's like, "Use your magic, help!"
Like, how far did the moth go?
The moth
because yeah, like they were only up that tree for like. What, a minute?
Yeah. Yeah. What you don't see is the eagles is perched on top of the tree the whole time.
No, the moth's just like, "Help! Help!" Screaming.
All right, next spinoff. This is a TV series, Better Call Saul, the Breaking Bad prequel.
No. This could be awesome.
No.
It has potential.
The character Saul's awesome, and this is just him taking care of all of his other derelict customers.
It's all his people.
Yeah. It's going to build up to the point where he starts representing Walter White.
Right.
So it's going to be, it's played by Bob Odenkirk. They're not recasting for somebody younger.
Okay.
So that's good news. And yeah, it's happening. So who's on board?
Definitely. I like it.
I'm into this idea.
As long as they don't get like that kid from the first three Star Wars movies to be fucking Saul, then I'm pretty good.
Walter,
wait,
you can't do that.
And then finally, when he becomes like a full lawyer, he's like, "No,
I know a guy who can make you disappear."
Who the hell is that actor again?
When is this coming
Hayden
out?
Hayden Christensen.
He sucks.
They're developing it. No date yet. Yes.
He was in some just dreadful movie where he was asleep during a surgery, and he tried to fight.
Oh, that movie's awful.
He tried to fight the surgery. Like, they were trying to kill him. It was completely retarded.
Something's cooking.
Something is definitely
Someone's cooking
burning.
Something is burning.
Danger zone! Danger zone!
Whoops.
I just heard the... Downstairs.
No, yeah, either the house is on fire or someone's
burnt
their calzone.
Somebody asked Brian for a ride somewhere. He's like, "Ah!" So they burned his house.
Oh no!
Then it's one of your roommates.
If it was in Florida, definitely.
Final spinoff:
Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead is getting a spinoff.
I'm cool with it as long as it has nothing to do with The Walking Dead.
No details have arisen about who it's going to follow, what the storyline is going to be.
As long as it doesn't follow any of the actual characters from the show.
Agreed.
That'd be just another, if it's in the same world, but another story.
All we know.
What happened in New Jersey?
Here's what's the Nobody one quote
cares.
I have.
A lot of like crimped hair zombies are walking around.
Wasn't it always like that?
With blowouts.
Bunch of Bon Jovi t-shirt zombies is walking around.
So many so many undead Springsteen fans here.
The boss.
We gotta get down Thunder Road.
The boss is not even turned. They just think he's a zombie.
He's like, "Hey, how's it going?"
He's all like,
"Zombies, huh? That's cool."
Hundreds of Latinas throwing dog shit at them. It'd be great.
All we know is.
Oh, so they're the angry rage-filled fast zombies. That's not good.
That's pretty cool, Lou. All right. All we know is that it will feature, quote, an all-new cast of characters. That's from Robert Kirkman.
You know what? Yeah? I was just thinking, like, you're talking about all the different types of zombies. In all those different zombie movies, like, why was there never just, like, a sweet-ass, like, KKK zombie to just annihilate? Like, you know, like a hateful zombie.
Mm. Yeah, like a zombie that you could actually feel good they're killing.
Yeah, it's like, you know what? You probably sucked in real life. Bah!
Take that, Hitler zombie.
Instead of just like a dude in a t-shirt and like usually they're all like in business attire where like they were going to work and they got bit.
I know. Well,
they did have that, though. In the latest Resident Evil movie, you had Soviet zombies.
That's right. But that movie.
It's not 1955, bro.
Well,
but that is like my worst nightmare.
You don't
The Soviets? How
count
old
that
you?
Movie.
So I'm 28.
But he's a time machine. Time machine is scared.
He doesn't like them reds, see?
Soviet zombie army is like fucking the worst thing that could. If I wake up
and
there's
God,
just like
those Nazi uniforms, you know, shut up. Swear to God.
Yeah, but seriously, Soviet zombies, not a good look.
I don't think they could use AK-47s.
Like, my mom grew up in the Cuban Missile War crisis. I don't think she really feels that strongly about the Soviets.
Fucking can't stand them.
I'm not too fond of Confederate soldiers, and, you know, Time Machine Jillian fears that.
Well, where the fuck would you come across a Confederate soldier in the zombie?
Time Machine.
Like, people got turned during a Civil War reenactment.
Time zombies.
Was it they were having a
Is anybody else smelling a sci-fi original show?
Time zombies.
Time zombies.
We're sitting on a gold mine here.
Oh no, the Pharaoh's back.
All right, Sam. Who do we got to kill in this episode?
Ziggy's telling me we got to kill Mussolini.
Zombie Mussolini.
Quantum Leap reference.
Wow.
Bravo.
Missed that show.
I tell you what, I'll love it.
How old are you?
Scott Bakula.
Like you got to be like 50. Because you're worried about the communists. You're like, man, I miss Quantum
You know what
Leap.
I miss? Lawrence Welk.
Wait.
Sorry about that. Quantum Leap went off the air in like 1992.
Love that show.
It was a great show.
Love that show.
Matlock, love it.
Murder, She Wrote, fantastic.
Angela Lansbury's a firecracker.
She was always on there. And the Commish.
Isn't
the Commish the guy Kojak?
No. The Commish was from The Shield.
Yeah.
Vic Mackey.
Michael Chiklis.
When he still was trying to pull off some hair, it was really
fast. Do you remember Kojak, man? Where he, like when we were kids, he'd be
Who
doing...
Who loves you, baby?
No, he'd be doing the Diners Club cards, like when you're around and you're at a restaurant. Give him the Players Club card, and you'll be good.
It was
Go
the Diners Club.
The Diners Club card.
Players Club card. That was
Simpsons.
That's new.
I'd like to think that would be Billy D. Williams saying that.
Oh, yeah. The Players
Billy
Club
Billy D.
Williams,
like, Club. He did a whole bunch of commercials for, like, the Millennium Falcon and Colt 45.
I mean, Star Wars movies. Those were commercials for the Millennium Falcon?
Like, when you got to rip up a friend for a spaceship.
That ship fair and square.
Billy D. here.
This deal's getting worse all the time.
Then he got fired because of that freaking dog. That's a Bud dog I'm thinking about. Never mind.
What? Are you talking Spuds McKenzie?
Yeah, I was thinking about Spuds.
Curse you, Spuds.
Curse you, Spuds.
Well, that's all I got.
I would be happy if the spinoff is about Clementine.
Oh, from the game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would watch a show based on the game.
You know what? I hope they make more games. I just want totally new characters.
Because, you know, the game is, with a few exceptions...
Right.
All new characters.
I just like AMC's strategy, which is we got some successful shows. Spin them off. Keep spinning them off. Where's the Mad Men spinoff? Where's the Hell on Wheels spinoff? Where's like all their other shows? Where's the Comic Book Men spinoff?
They don't need a Comic Book Men.
Comic Book Men.
It's the only other show I could think of.
Comic Book Men got so fake in the second season. Like the first season was like fake, but the second season was like so like
super fake.
Oh my god, I hate it.
Well, they can very easily do a spin-off of Hell on Wheels, and you do a prequel story.
I just don't think that show's as successful. Their big three are Breaking Bad, Walking Dead, and Mad Men, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So where's your Mad Men spinoff?
Mad Men's more about the actual actors and characters on the show.
Where do you go from there? You go like fucking 1919? You know, like, where do you...
I want to see the further adventures of Pete Campbell, damn it.
No, we're...
That's right.
Oh boy.
We work for Sterling Cooper Draper Price.
No, we're gonna
keep the Colgate account.
We're gonna go to that guy's grandson. We're gonna flash forward to the 90s and like how they deal with the internet.
And it's just them going, fuck.
Oh, dude, not even.
Another viral thing?
Whatever.
Why do they care so much about cats on here?
guys, listen to me. Flying toasters, big deal.
No, it's all about something. The fish tank.
Everyone's going to want it on their computer everywhere. Flying toasters.
Check it out. I got this singing fish that I put on my wall. Awesome.
Go down to the river.
Brilliant.
Guys, I have a new account. It's called AOL.
It'll never catch on.
It will be forever.
We're going to get people to pay for what can come from.
No, you're backing the wrong horse. It's CompuServe, damn it. CompuServe.
Prodigy we follow.
Expedia.com.
Netscape.
Netscape. We got this Netscape Navigator. The future.
Google's the way of the future.
I bet put my money on Yahoo. Why are we still talking old-timey? Why am I still talking old-timey?
Because we're talking about John Draper. Sort of.
Don.
But Don doesn't talk old-timey.
I don't know. I don't watch that shit.
I love that show. Anyway.
It's
I like it.
Flannel.
Let's do it. Let's do Mad Men 1997. We're a little concerned about this Y2K thing.
It's going to obliterate everything.
The women all love Ally McBeal. Let's have more lawyers in our commercials.
Let's get that dancing baby.
Oonga Shaka. Oonga Shaka.
No, wait, one more.
Apropos of what?
That's what happens when they lose control.
No. Crystal clear Pepsi. From There We Go, crystal clear gravy. Crystal clear everything. We're going to make everything clear.
Yeah, boy!
And extreme.
Extreme!
Extreme was the word of that decade.
I think extreme was more early 2000s. Too.
No way.
Didn't it carry into? I thought it carried into.
I really enjoy Crystal Clear Pepsi.
Bro, fucking.
I liked it when it's called Sprite.
Yeah. Why don't you taste like lemon and lime, goddammit?
Bro, don't you remember just even like, was it Extreme Championship Wrestling came in the fucking 90s. Like that.
Good point.
Extreme,
you had Extreme Doritos. You had Extreme Mountain Dew. Yeah.
Extreme deodorant was where like, alright, we gotta stop this.
You ain't gonna smell like shit.
I still like it better than Swag.
Granddaddy's eggs.
Swag is like a douchey Justin Bieber thing.
Zento Daddy's eggs.
Right. Extreme Scramble.
You know who first felt satisfied with a commercial for like 25 years is the Cadbury Cream Egg commercial. They've consistently had that like, they don't give a fuck. They're like, you know what?
Bork!
They're like, that shit worked in 1991. It should work today.
And it does.
It really does.
Realistically, that's just a delicious candy.
Right.
Yeah, but you see that lion in the bunny ears, and you get excited, no? Yeah.
Not really. Like,
well, you're like, hey, it's Easter time. I can get Cadbury's.
You know, the thing is, lions haven't changed at all. So it still works.
Fuck!
But you show a person from 30 years ago, they look like shit.
No, originally it was a bunny.
People
guys.
Have changed, but lions are fucking fine? Like,
no. I'm really missing that line of thought.
Oh, no, what he's trying to say is, all right, so if you have a commercial from 30 years ago, obviously, a person 30 years ago is not going to look the same today as it would 30 years ago. However,
so you're saying that lion's immortal?
No.
I'm just saying that a lion today looks exactly like
it. No, wait, man, that lion has a fucking mustache.
I get it. I get what you're saying. The lion doesn't have an outdated hairdo. He's not in Zubaz pants.
No. Bro, that lion had a mushroom haircut. He doesn't have a ball necklace.
Holy crap, you guys are killing me. The lion wasn't the original commercial.
The lion was wearing a slap
bracelet. The bunny is the original commercial. The lion was the updated version from the 90s. The bunny that they keep bringing back to is the original Cadbury bunny.
Well, my argument still holds. Bunnies still look the same.
Yeah. Yes,
and
thank God.
Nobody ever watched that commercial for the bunny. It was about the lion.
No, it was about the bunny.
I'm pretty sure we were forced to watch that commercial because it was on whatever we were watching.
That was pre-DVR.
Yeah, it was just like whatever's on Nickelodeon or whatever the fuck we were when we were kids.
Cadbury bunny. Holy shit, guys.
I actually never really watched commercials, even on YouTube. I just watched the skip ad countdown go down. It's like,
no, I find myself making
clock,
an ad.
Then your shitty commercial.
When I'm watching YouTube and the ad thing starts popping up, it's like an enemies list. It's like, well, I won't be buying you, making me sit through this bullshit.
And you're on my list.
Yeah, I got an enemies list.
Oh, I don't care about so much about that. Like, if I like the ad,
Diet Dr. Pepper.
Isn't there like a very like simple thing you can download so you don't have to watch ads on YouTube?
No,
yeah.
No, that's how they make all their money. Is the ads.
I don't know. My brother has that.
Well, yes, Lou?
I never heard of that. That's awesome.
You can download it, and then you don't have to watch commercials.
Is anybody else sweating in here?
Yes. I'm fucking sweating like a whore in church, dude.
Ready to call it a night?
Yes.
I got the vapors.
All right, so vapors. I'm going to shut off everyone's mic.
Sweating like a whore in church?
Sweating like David.
Did I stop everyone and be like, look, guys, this is going to be my best metaphor ever. All right, so I'm going to turn off everyone's mic.
And again, it's just me, just the way I like it. All right, follow us on Twitter. No, that was meant. I heard that when I was saying it. Yeah. Follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics, or you can email us at paintedblackcomics@gmail.com. Visit paintedblackcomics.com and buy some stuff. We got some new books coming out, and we will be at New York City Comic Con weekend of October 10th at the Jacob Javits Center, booth 1146.
That's
fucking teamwork. You can be hearing a lot of that. We'll also be doing a little podcasting, so come by, say hi. We'll stick a mic in your face. Also, tell a friend if you like us. It's how we keep this thing moving. And listen to our other podcast, Disenfranchised, starring Mr. Brian Katz, The Sports Show, and A-Squad, starring myself and Mr. Brian Katz as well. The video
and Rise
show.
Like Phoenix.
And Rise Like Phoenix. the host of the show, should be worth mentioning him. All right, so that's about it for myself, Pete Berg, and for Brian, Jillian, Dave, Mike, and Lou. Close the door behind you.